Today, I am reviewing the new film, Joker. Foley, adieu.
You're watching a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody. My name is Silas Lindenstein, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. Today is a review. It's a podcast exclusive review of the new film, Joker, Foley, adieu. This film, it is directed by Todd Phillips. It is the sequel to the first Joker film that came out a few years ago. Quick synopsis. Struggling with his dual identity, failed comedian Arthur Fleck meets the love of his life, Harley Quinn, while incarcerated at Arkham State Hospital. So here's an interesting thing about this film. Aside from being a sequel, and besides it starring Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix, Joaquin reprising his role, it also stars Brendan Gleeson, Catherine Keener, Zazie Beetz. It's a musical. The first one wasn't, if you remember that, but this one is a musical. And that was unexpected, at least to me. I heard something about, I think Harley Quinn sings, so I'm not sure what kind of film this is, and Lady Gaga is in it. So I heard that right before the film started. But other than knowing this film was coming out, Joker 2, I watched nothing about this because I wanted to be completely surprised. And boy, was I, because I was not expecting a musical. I don't know if it's ever been done, in fact, that a sequel to a non-musical is a musical. Has that ever been done before? I don't rightly know. And does it work? I think it does, kind of. It's a dark musical. So it's not a happy-go-lucky. You wouldn't expect that from Joker, right? It's not a happy-go-lucky musical, but it is a... I think of it in the vein of Sweeney Todd as far as darkness, but it's got this, they sing a lot of old songs. They're not all originals. Some I believe are originals, but some of they're just using classic old movies that they'll sing tunes to. Maybe not the whole thing all the time, but at least parts of it. And they make it work by making it part of the Joker's insanity, I would say. I'm pretty sure it's all his point of view. There was one time I think I thought, this is Harley Quinn's point of view. But I think mostly it's the Joker. And I think it will polarize people. I think a lot of people are going to watch this movie and just hate it because they didn't expect the musical. They don't like musicals and they're not into them. And that's why they watch things like Joker. Superhero films than supervillain films. And this is like a, in ways, I think this is sort of a, some of the people attracted to the film Joker original are maybe not the best people. You know, there's those things where movies or shows are attracting a certain demographic that doesn't realize the show is making fun of them or mocking them and they're not actually standing up for it. I think that happened with the Boys TV series recently. That's what this does, I think. It Joker attacks attracts some people that don't get the statements on it. They think it is worth celebrating and they don't understand it, saying, no, this is bad. The other interesting thing about this film is that it opens up animated, like a Warner Brothers cartoon. Which I think is a hint of what is to come. You are about to see something you don't expect and be ready to deal with that. I enjoyed it. I did. Generally the plot, Arthur, he's in custody, or the Joker is in custody at Arkham State Hospital waiting for his trial for the murders he committed 2 years ago when he killed the guy on live TV. So, you know, like you do, it's about the trial. They don't get. It's a musical jury trial movie. What is that? It's its own genre. But basically, it all takes place this time after when he's going on trial. So I would definitely recommend you need to have seen the first film to really get it all. I hadn't seen the first film in a long time, but I got it. I remembered enough. There was stuff I wish I had remembered more, and I think it would have had more of an emotional impact. I thought about watching it right before I saw this, but I didn't get around to it. But it's good. Other parts, Lady Gaga is wonderful. She is absolutely wonderful in this. I dig Lady Gaga in this. She's such a fine actor to begin with. She's so specific in her acting. Her journey to meet Arthur, the Joker, in this, and to get on his side and to build him up and to sort of manipulate him intentionally, unintentionally, I, the beholder, I think. But it's a wonderful portrayal by her. It's a different kind of Harley than I think we've seen before. And it works. She's so good. Joaquin Phoenix is wonderful again, and I think that's a given. He's pretty much wonderful in everything he does now. And they got chemistry. And in the first one, we kind of watched the Joker's descent into madness. And this one, Harley's already kind of there, which is interesting. Because I think in the original comic books, Harley Quinn, or the original stories, Harley Quinn is his psychiatrist who Joker makes crazy. But that's not this story. It's a different story. And I loved their chemistry. Their chemistry was just great. It was off the wall. You wanted to root for them. You wanted them to make it as a couple. You just can't help yourself, even though they're both villains, even though not so villainy in this film. They are definitely more sympathetic. So you kind of have to remember what Joker has done already. Like, oh, he's in crisis. He's still in crisis, and he's not right. He did not do right things, and you have to remember that. And that's hard when they make the hero, the anti-hero of the film that you want to root for. But you know, he probably should be in jail. So I just don't know. You go into it, are they going to get him out of it? Is he going to? What are we going to see next? The set free version of Joker starting off his life. You're lost. You don't know. You don't know what's going to go on. And that makes it exciting too. Now, I will say, so the best parts of this film, the acting, the writing, I think the music is lovely and foreboding at the same time. I enjoyed some of the songs that I think are originals that they came up with. I will say it did last maybe 15 minutes too long. I would have felt like, oh, you could cut this a little. It was a little long. And I'm not quite sure what that was. There was a slower pace to it, but I just think, oh, just tighten this up a little for being so small in scale, being mostly a courtroom drama. It's not going city to city or anything. You're in this small place. There wasn't as much to show, I felt like. So let's not do that. Let's not drag this on. So shorten it up a little. I'd say that. And certainly a negative on the film is going to be if you don't like musicals. If you don't like musicals, you're kind of in trouble with this. And I've heard some criticism of it already from fellow reviewers, and I get what they're saying, how they didn't really care for it. I disagree to say that it doesn't work. I think it does come together really well. it's just not the kind of musical people are used to. And that's going to throw a number of people off. And yeah, that's what I say. And lessons from this film. This is a good question, because I've been thinking about what I took away from the film. And okay, here I go. So it's about music. I think there is something that there's a line they hit on early on in the film that talks about how music can cure you. And I think there is a level in which music is a healing device for the Joker. There's something about healing and fantasy that fills this film. And I think that's where the lesson lies. And I know I'm not articulating it great, but I think there's a lesson about the healing power of music. If that makes sense. I think there's a lesson there. Now, does it ultimately heal him? You're going to have to watch the movie to find out. Where does the movie come from? What's the source? Where does the music come from? What I should say. You'll need to check it out. In my rating of Love It, Like It, or Lose It, I am going to go Love It, Like It, or Lose It. I'm going to give this a like it. I did enjoy it, ultimately. I came out of the theater going, well, that was a weird little film. But I kind of liked its weirdness. I'm down with the weirdness. You put Lady Gaga in it, and it makes the weirdness feels okay, I think. I like being surprised, and I think I was very surprised by what they gave us. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a like it. I do think it was unnecessary. It's an unnecessary musical, or an unnecessary sequel, I should say. It's both. It's not necessary, but if you were going to do it, okay. I'm okay with this one. But if we could end it here, that'd be great. I would like this to be the last one. The runtime on it is 1 hour and 18. Sorry, it's 2 hours and 18 minutes, by the way. Whew, that's tied it up to 145, folks. So we'll see how it does. I don't think this is going to stay in the theaters very long. I don't think people are going to be drawn to this. I just don't think they're into this kind of movie. And it makes me sad. It's a little more artistic, a little brave attempt at a superhero type film. So there you go. Yes. And as I alluded in the beginning, this is a podcast only one. I don't have my camera set up right now, so I can't get this on camera. I'm currently working. I'm doing this in my studio, which I'm in kind of redesigning right now so that I can permanently have a camera set up so I can just jump in and out quick. And I know I've been absent from podcasting for a bit now, but you guys know it's soccer season. So soccer season for me means movies have to be a lot more exciting for me to get out and see them. And this is one that drew me out. So it did. So anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Please, if you enjoy this podcast, please hit that subscribe button and you'll be notified when a new episode drops. Until then, my name is Silas Lindenstein, and I thank you for listening, but mostly I thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me, don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech
reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah. Yeah.